Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A sad summer milestone. 3 million COVID cases in the U.S. But Connecticut had zero deaths yesterday, and Long Island is looking up.
With COVID on the decline, Long Island reaches phase four reopening.
This is a significant milestone.
I'm Sean Adams in Garden City.
Rockland executive Ed Day says phase four is frustrating. Why are restaurants allowed double the capacity of other indoor places?
I just shake my head at this point. I really do.
Governor Murphy is seeing those long lines at MVC offices. People are camped out again this morning.
No one wants to be waiting in lines like that, so we have nothing but unending sympathy.
And he does have advice.
A member of the Kennedy clan wins the primary to take on Democrat-turned-Republican Jeff Van Drew. I'm Marla Diamond in New Jersey.
With COVID on the decline, Long Island reaches phase four reopening.
This is a significant milestone.
I'm Sean Adams in Garden City.
Also ahead on the Morning News Roundup.
The Yankees and the Mets will play next September on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. This is Brad Heller.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning. Good to have you along with us again today on a generally gray start to what will be a mostly sunny day and a hot and sticky summer day. I'm Wayne Cabot. It's Wednesday, July 8th. What does that mean to Mayor Bill de Blasio?
Wednesday, July 8th. Will be our get tested day of action. We are aiming over the next week to get 150,000 New Yorkers tested.
To find out where to go, call 311. Once you get tested, the lab has to read it, and that has been a problem lately in New York City, with results taking a week or longer to reach patients because some private labs are backed up with a surge nationwide. In fact, as you're about to hear, we are about to hit a number that was once considered unthinkable.
I'm Bill Rakoff in Washington. The United States is poised to record its 3 millionth confirmed case of coronavirus while states continue to set one-day records for diagnoses. CBS's Chris Martinez reports on Florida, where 7,300 new cases were reported on Tuesday.
Florida's Miami-Dade County backtracked on Monday's executive order to shut down gyms. Instead, those working out must wear masks and social distance by at least 10 feet. But starting Wednesday, indoor dining and other venues remain off-limits as coronavirus cases spike in Florida, especially among young people.
Texas recorded 10,000 new cases on Tuesday. That's a new one-day record for the Lone Star State. A highway rest area in Kansas has been shut down after a bubble in coronavirus cases. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Shawnee County, Kansas Health Department has identified several coronavirus cases linked to a service area on the busy Interstate 70 Turnpike just east of Topeka. It's believed people were exposed to COVID-19 in the food court and restrooms.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, we do have some good news to pass along. Congratulations, Connecticut. Your state reports zero coronavirus deaths for the first time since March. Yours is one of only two states in green on the map this morning, the other one being New Hampshire. Each person in Connecticut with COVID-19 was infecting about 0.73% of other people. Cases are shrinking in Connecticut. Governor Lamont says, keep this going, wear a mask. The recent rise in cases nationwide is why County Executive Steve Ballone says there is still much work to be done as his county, Suffolk, and Nassau move into Stage 4 reopening today. Sean Adams is live now in Garden City. Sean, good morning. It's supposed to be the final stage, but it's only partial. I guess you could call it Stage 4A.
Yeah, partial. That's right. Phase 4 reopening, it definitely a step forward for Long Island, but some major segments of the economy remain closed. Nassau County Executive Laura Kern.
Malls are no longer in Phase 4. Gyms, we're getting a lot of questions about gyms. We're still awaiting guidance from the state on that. Catering halls can operate with their food service as a restaurant, but in terms of gatherings for weddings and things like that, I'm getting a ton of questions on that. Still no clarity on that.
But many institutions that add to the richness of life are back. Museums, like the Cradle of Aviation here in Garden City. Aquariums, zoos, cultural attractions, historical sites, public gardens. TV shows and movies can film again. Pro sports can proceed without fans. Universities and colleges can get back to learning. But the governor has yet to reveal a plan for schools in September. Now, as you mentioned, with so many coronavirus hotspots around the country, officials are warning folks to be cautious travelers. Don't go out there and then bring the virus back to the island. Live in Garden City, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We're going to hear the frustration from the Rockland executive about Phase 4 and why, to him, a lot of this makes no sense. We'll spell that for you in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about something that New Yorkers are buying new for the first time ever. It's our big money story this morning, and Joe Connolly joins us with that. Joe, good morning.
A car, Wayne. Some car dealers in Queens and Brooklyn say almost a quarter of their customers are now people who do not own a car at all. And most are like a Prospect Heights couple who say, we just wanted mobility to go beyond where we can normally go. Most are buying used cars for about $15,000 to $23,000. But now, the Wall Street Journal says there is a shortage of used cars. Some dealer lots have empty spaces. They're having to get cars from other dealers in other areas. An Upper East Side couple had a look at five different dealerships, finally found a pre-owned Hyundai at a dealership in Elizabeth for $14,000. And be careful if you see Seth Nadler on the road. The 31-year-old lawyer and New York native says he got his driver's license back in high school, but he's only driven six times since, so he says it's good the streets have been pretty quiet while he's been out there. Wayne?
I'll be watching out. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the warning. Stock futures pretty much flat this morning. It's the Morning News Roundup. Yesterday was the most surreal day of voting ever in New Jersey because so many people did it weeks ago by mail and the others had little or no human interaction this time, dropping their ballots in these UPS-looking boxes. I guess it's the future. Can we say who won the primaries? Well, yes and no. Marla Diamond is here with that story. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. You mentioned that so many people voted by mail that New Jersey has given county boards of elections until July 14th to count all the ballots. But early results show Joe Biden winning the presidential primary and Cory Booker brushing off a challenge from progressive Lawrence Ham to take on Republican Hirsch Singh in November. In the most closely watched race for the House, educator Amy Kennedy defeated political science professor Bridget Harrison. In New Jersey's second district, it was a stunning blow to the powerful South Jersey Democratic machine. Harrison, who was supported by Governor Murphy, Kennedy was supported by Governor Murphy. Harrison conceded an hour after the polls closed.
Amy Kennedy is the choice of the Democratic Party, and each of us have the responsibility to get involved and help her in any way we can.
The Democrats are pulling out all the stops to defeat Jeff Van Drew, a conservative Democrat who defected to the GOP during the impeachment hearings to pledge his undying support, his quote, to President Trump. And early returns put Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Bill Pascrell ahead of their challengers. And we're live in New Jersey, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marta, thank you. Here's the message to a couple of ice cream workers who were serving a guy and his kids. They didn't have a mask on. Here's what he said to them.
You're going to be on Facebook. I hope you like it.
That's next. Stand by.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
now in the Morning News Roundup. Bill Dagher in for Craig Allen with the weather day ahead. Bill.
Yeah, Wayne, we're waking up this morning to clouds, some sunshine out there. It will generally turn sunnier here over the next few hours. It will be a warmer day than yesterday, 86 for the high. Factor in the humidity feeling like the low 90s, and again, pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon and early this evening. Like yesterday, it will be very isolated. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 74. Looks dry tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid, high 90, feeling like the mid-90s. Then low pressure moving up the coast for Friday brings us showers and storms in the afternoon and at night, high 84 before that happens. Right now, temperatures range from 70 at Elmsford to 78 in Throgs Neck. Mostly cloudy, 76 in Midtown, and Wayne, we're heading up to 86.
Bill Dagher, when that storm parked itself over our area Monday, Natalia Bruno tried to drive through deep water near High Street and Benson Avenue in Passaic, and somehow, not clear how, wound up getting inside the city water system. NorthJersey.com reports his 24-year-old Newark woman went for a mile-long ride under the city of Passaic. She survived after being shot out into the Passaic River, authorities calling it miraculous. How bad do you need to get that license renewal anyway, or those new plates? Bad enough to wait all night in line for the second morning? We're seeing sleepy people walking zombie-like in the parking lots outside New Jersey Motor Vehicle offices, which only reopened yesterday. Lawn chairs line the lot in Wallington, Bergen County right now. Lines have been so long, some offices had to close almost as soon as they opened. Advice for you from Governor Murphy on CBS 2.
There's a lot of folks in line right now who actually can deal with what their issue is online. So I would say to folks, step back, go on NJMVC, as in New Jersey Motor Vehicles Commission.gov, and look up and determine whether or not, in fact, you need to be physically there. There's a lot of stuff, as anecdotally as folks have gone through the lines, a lot of folks are in line that don't have to be in line. And that would be a huge game changer for everybody.
Speaking of games, let's get our sports update this morning. Good morning, Brad Heller.
Well, good morning, Wayne. I know we're still 2 weeks away from the 2020 baseball season, but already an important date has surfaced for the 2021 season. The Yankees and the Mets will reportedly play on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 at Citi Field.
That's something I can't imagine how emotional and how powerful of an event that could be.
That's Yankees manager Aaron Boone. The full 2021 schedule, believe it or not, will be released tomorrow. The Yanks and Mets will play two exhibition games next weekend, Friday the 18th at Citi Field, Saturday night the 19th at Yankee Stadium. Last night, an intra-squad game in the Bronx. Garrett Cole pitched five innings. He struck out six, gave up one run, that run a home run to Miguel Andujar. Two more Nets players have been ruled out of the NBA restart, Spencer Dinwiddie and Taurean Prince. They both tested positive for the coronavirus. The Nets landed in Orlando yesterday. They're also without DeAndre Jordan, Wilson Chandler, Nick Claxton, Kyrie Irving, and, of course, Kevin Durant. So, Wayne, I don't know how your jump shot is, if you've been working on it at all, but the Nets might need you down at Disney in a couple weeks.
I am 6'7".
That's why I asked. I mean, I certainly don't qualify. I can't even get to 6 feet. So
the expectation is I should be able to at least touch the rim. That I can do. That's about as far as it goes.
The Nets might, any skill you have with a basketball, the Nets might need you down there.
I can dunk in the DJ dunk tank. That's about it. Thank you, Brad. It's a WCBS Morning News Roundup on Wednesday, the 8th of July. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot with three things to know. Goodbye, JCPenney, closing two big stores in New York, Manhattan Mall, Midtown, Kings Plaza, Brooklyn, which leaves 17 stores still open in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. Liquidation sales will be happening at most of these closing stores. The location at Manhattan Mall already is closed, but the store at Kings Plaza in Brooklyn will close September 27th, so the sale is on. The second thing, we now know who got PPP, federal money through the Paycheck Protection Program, rushed through the Congress once the COVID hit, and at least a dozen lawmakers have ties to organizations, including a hotel owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao's family shipping business got money. She's married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And car dealerships owned by Republican Representatives Roger Williams of Texas and Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. The third thing is protests in defense of black lives and demanding justice for Breonna Taylor continued. A man drove right through protesters in Times Square yesterday at 42nd and 6th last night. People leaped out of the way. Nobody got hurt. The man was arrested a couple blocks later. No word why he did it. Sean Adams just talked about Long Island entering that mushy phase known as Phase 4, watered down so that gyms, malls, and theaters are not included now or in any phase. You could hear the frustration in Ed Day's voice as the Rockland County executive tried to understand Phase 4 in his county and in Westchester and Putnam that happened just yesterday. Under the state rules, nature parks and historic sites can open, but only at 33% capacity. Indoor arts and entertainment, like museums and aquariums, have a 25% capacity limit. To Ed Day, it is lunacy when restaurants are open.
25% is a number that could shut a place down. So, again, I don't know where these numbers are coming from. It defies logic when you say low-risk indoor, low-risk outdoor, and you have that, and you're saying to yourself, okay, how can we have 50% capacity in a restaurant then? So I don't understand what the logic is, and that is not shared with us. And I frankly don't think the people in the control room from the governor's office actually know.
There's a Rockland executive, Ed Day, saying we have been held to a very strict guideline, and the governor holds all the cards. He says, if you're frustrated, don't blame the local governments. Speaking of frustration, Brandon Trotta of Medford, Long Island, took his two kids to the Dairy Queen drive-thru on the 4th of July and was shocked to see the young woman at the window not wearing a mask. So he said something, and she said something back. It got kind of sassy. Another employee walked over to the window to see what the problem was. Again, no mask. So Mr. Trotta took out his phone, which he already had in his hand to pay for it. Here's how it went from that point on.
Okay, now you're going to curse at me.
You want me to curse at you?
You just did.
You want me to curse at you?
Karen, Deb, whatever your name
Karen,
is.
No, I'm not a Karen. You want me
yeah,
to
you
Karen?
Are.
Because I'll be a
you
Karen,
are a Karen.
Okay?
Can I have my $13 back, please?
No blizzard for him.
And get out of here. Don't come back again.
Put your mask on before you get your employees sick.
He says three
put
employees weren't wearing masks.
Your employees sick, loser.
And the worker in the video flashed the middle finger.
You're going to be on Facebook. I hope you like it.
Now, Trotta says he called 311. Suffolk County was told to file a complaint. He says he then contacted Dairy Queen, which informed him that the worker has been suspended. Speaking of Karen, in San Francisco, the town supervisor just introduced the Karen Act, spelled with a C, to make it unlawful for someone to fabricate a report based on someone's race, ethnicity, religious affiliation, gender, or sexual orientation. The reason it's Karen with a C is because, of course, it's an acronym. It is the Caution Against Racially Exploitative Non-Emergencies Act.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.